Lord. Well, good morning. God bless you, and thanks for being here with us at Only Believe right here in Kenton, Ohio. Amen? Hallelujah. I'm so thankful for each and every one of you, and if I am, you should know how much more so the Lord is. Amen? And I thank God that He's with us every step of our life, that we can trust in Him, we can rest in Him, and that's what He expects us to do, is lean into Him. Amen? So this morning, we're going to be so thankful that we get to be here in His presence, that we get to be together, that we're just going to worship the Lord. We're just going to enter in to this time of being in His presence and let Him just refresh us and strengthen us today. In Jesus' name, amen? Praise God. Hallelujah.
Amen. How many of you appreciate all the decorations that are up? Amen. Aren't they beautiful? I want to thank all the ladies responsible for that. Or, I don't know if you had any men. That was kind of rude. No men? Yes, they helped carry it all out. Yes. Thank you all. It looks beautiful. And thank you that I didn't have to do it. That's. Are we ready to worship the Lord this morning? Can we just take a moment to get in the mindset of how good God is? You know, we just passed Thanksgiving. You have the green light to put up Christmas stuff now. Some of you are like, I already put them up a long time ago. It's okay. But let's just get in the mind and the thankfulness of who God is and what He's done. Amen? He's so good. But for the grace of God, where would we be? Amen? He is so good. So we're going to start out with a song that is new. So the words are going to be up. But just take the time and worship and praise Him. Be with Him alone. Amen? Amen. Hallelujah. It's coming.
If only they knew all of the times He's provided, the miracles, wonders, and signs. So I cannot give Him half of my worship, and this should be no surprise. As He loved, I worship the way that I do, 'cause I've got a reason to praise. Walking in the light, that's the reason why, that's the reason I
clap my hands, come on, my feet, get undignified. I was lost, now I'm found. Jesus said, worship the way that I do, 'cause I've got a reason to praise Him like I know I've got nothing to lose, 'cause I've got a reason to, well, I've got a reason to,
yeah,
I've got a reason to, I've got a reason to,
I've got a reason to.
Say thank you because we've got a reason to praise, that we've got a reason to jump and clap and,
yes,
Father God, to get like David, to dance,
yes,
to dance until we get undignified, Lord. Hallelujah.
Look what the Lord has done. Look what the Lord has done. It's not hard to see. Look what the Lord has done. Look what the Lord. Look what it's not hard to see it. Look what the Lord has done. Yeah. Look what the Lord has done. Look what the Lord has done. It's not hard to see it. Look what the Lord has done.
What the Lord has done.
Look what the Lord has done.
Hallelujah. Father, we just praise you. You are the reason why. Yes, Lord.
This is my surrender. This is my surrender. Here is where I lay it down. Every lie and every doubt. This is my surrender, Jesus. And I will make room for you. To whatever you want.
Here is where I lay it down. Every burden, every crown. This is my surrender. This is my surrender. Here is where I lay it down. Every lie and every doubt. This is my surrender.
Been held in your hands.
Every worship, every song, every clap, every tear, let it go straight up to you, Father God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. All the glory, all the honor, let it come straight to you, Father God. Hallelujah.
I'm gonna sing till my heart starts changing, and I'm gonna worship till I mean every word, 'cause the way that I feel and the fear I'm facing doesn't change who you are or what you deserve. I give you my worship. You still deserve it. You're worthy. You're worthy. You're worthy of my song. I'll pour out your praises and blessing and breaking. You're worthy. You're worthy. You're worthy of my song. You're worthy. You've already won, and even though I can't see it, I'm gonna keep believing that every promise you made is as good as done. I give you my worship. You still deserve it. You're worthy. You're worthy. You're worthy. Could barely lift her head. You are worthy. And after all those tears we shed, you are worthy. I'll never stop singing your praise. I'll never stop singing your praise. In the blessing and in pain, you are worthy. Whether you say yes or no, you're worthy of my song. I give you my word.
Goodness, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
Through it all.
Amen.
Yes, woo. Lord.
Praise
Hallelujah.
God. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Lord, I just thank you for your presence, God, and your goodness, Father. I thank you for your hand that is on our life, God.
Yes.
And God, I thank you that as we open up our hearts to you, hallelujah, we will see you move in the ways that only you can, God. And we thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord.
Woo.
Hallelujah. Woo.
There's nothing
Amen.
Like him. There's no one like
Amen.
Him.
Praise
Hallelujah.
God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Ooh. Jesus. Praise
Just
God.
Just don't mind us while we revel in the presence and the feeling of what he's doing Amen. Right now. Mm-hmm. Amen. He's just good. He's good. And who wants to rush through when he's here? Amen. And his Hallelujah. Goodness and his mercies.
Amen.
He's so good.
Hallelujah.
He's so good.
Amen. Praise God.
I believe Hallelujah. He wants to say something. Hallelujah. I don't know if somebody has a word out there, but I believe he wants to say something.
Hallelujah.
Like that's Amen. A deep feeling in me.
Mm-hmm. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Don't fake us out like that, Logan. Hallelujah.
Amen. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Okay.
Praise God. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Praise God.
I just hear him say, my goodness is forever.
Amen.
My goodness is everlasting.
Amen.
It's not just for here. It's just not for now. Or it's not just when you get to heaven and we spend eternity together, but it's forever. It's for Amen. Now and it's for eternity. You Amen. Can live in it now.
Hallelujah.
You can walk Amen. In it now.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Just keep your eyes on me. The enemy has tricks and lies and deceits that he puts in front of you, and things may even be real because it's a trial. It's a thing you're going through in your life. But have I not said I've made a way?
Amen.
Did I not say I went before you and I've made the way straight? All you have to do is follow me and quit looking at the world. Quit looking for the world to save you in the situation that you're having. If it could have saved you, it would have before I came. But it didn't, because it couldn't.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
Keep your eyes on Jesus. Keep your eyes on me, he says. And you can live in that goodness today.
Amen, amen.
And for eternity.
Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah.
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 I believe somebody else was supposed to give that. I'm just saying. If you felt led and you didn't, that was the leading of the Lord for you to give a word. So just for training for next time, that thing comes out of your chest and it feels like it's going to beat out of your heart. Yes, that's Jesus.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
That's the Holy Spirit.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Hallelujah. So.
Praise God.
Yeah. Hope you all had a happy Thanksgiving.
Yeah, happy Thanksgiving.
Yes,
I hope
amen.
You ate too much. Amen. Praise God.
I did and didn't eat for the rest of the night.
I hope you had a good time with your family. And I hope there was times within that you got to witness or represent Jesus. Amen.
And
praise God.
And they're watching. Listen, they're watching. When you don't know, when you don't see, we're praying, do our prayers with the babies. And JJ said, I want to pray. And I said, okay, you can pray. And usually it's bless this person, bless this person, bless that person, the end. Father God bless it. And he goes through his whole list of family and me and Paw and Uncle Bibi. He goes through the whole list. And then the end. He must think that's what we say. That's what he hears in his head, the end, instead of amen, because it sounds close. Mm-hmm. But this time, it was awesome. Not that that's not awesome. That's awesome, too. But he told Jesus, happy Thanksgiving.
Amen.
How many of you would think to tell Jesus, happy Thanksgiving?
Amen.
No, seriously. It's a moment he was enjoying and he was having fun in, and he was looking forward to. He loved the food. He loved being at the house. And the next day was actually Thanksgiving. And he knew he was going to have all of his faith. But he just laid there. And in his prayer, he said, oh, and Jesus, happy Thanksgiving.
Amen.
And it was so from the heart. I learn so much from the kids.
Amen.
From the babies, from Amen. The kids. I'm telling Amen. You, their heart is so pure towards him. They just love him. Like, they hear about him. And they just know.
Mm-hmm.
Amen?
Amen.
Except we be like little children and just believe,
Amen.
Right? And just believe. It was beautiful. It was beautiful. Okay, so we've got the women's Christmas party.
Whoa.
Woohoo! Coming up this Saturday. No names on that list except for women are coming to that Christmas party. He's not considered a man yet. He different. So, all you men, sorry about your luck. Nice try. Sneaking your way in there is not happening.
Praise the
Phil,
Lord.
This should be enough for you to say, I got to do something with these men. They want to.
Amen.
They just can't with us. Amen. That's a hard day.
Hallelujah.
Listen,
Amen.
I have talked to several women in here and said, the men want to combine and say all church. And they're like, no.
No.
No. Every woman in here I talked to protected their day and their party.
Mm.
So.
Amen. Praise God.
Amen. Amen. So we're ready for that. Let's remember, everybody, there's a lot of people out traveling still for the Thanksgiving holiday. So keep them in your prayers, traveling mercies for them, and that they be blessed and they get home safely in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
We will have a Christmas Eve service at 6 o'clock. So we will have our normal Christmas that morning, Sunday morning. It just happens to fall on a Sunday. So that morning, Sunday morning, we'll have our regular service. And then at 6 o'clock, we're going to have our Christmas Eve service.
Amen. Praise God.
Anything I'm missing? Are you guys having a get-together at all this month? No, I don't know. I'm asking you for real. I'm not trying to put you on the spot. I think not, because of the holiday. Is that why?
Yeah, that's what we usually do, is take December off. Of course, there was some faith out there for us to get together, but I don't know that we will activate it. If there is men that are interested in getting together, you can come and see me. Otherwise, we'll meet again in January.
And if you don't come see him, I don't want to hear nothing about the Christmas party next year. Jason's not here to hear this. Is he outside? Is he out there? He's not here today. Oh, okay. Well, we need to pray for Jason. Yep. He's sick today. He's the rallier behind it all. We love him. We love him. I think that's all. Oh, no. The Children's Christmas program is going to be on the 17th. Come expecting. It's going to be exciting. I love to hear and see the kids teach Jesus to us.
Amen.
Amen. Preach about Jesus.
Praise God.
That's all I've got.
Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. Well, this time, if the children have not already gone and the teens have not gone, we're going to release them to go to church, go to their classes right now. Praise God. And be blessed in their pursuit of the Lord. And then what we're going to do is we're going to remember in Matthew chapter 23, verse 23, the Lord was challenging people at that time, because he said, hey, we shouldn't forget the weightier things of the law. We shouldn't forget about mercy and judgment. He said, because sometimes we've concentrated at that time. He was teaching that, hey, you guys gave your tithes and your alms. He said, but don't forget about the weightier things of the law. And sometimes I just like to remind us that when we get the opportunity to release our faith in the different areas that we get to, whether it's forgiveness, whether it's witnessing, whether it's being merciful instead of judgmental, or whether it's a moment where we get to release our faith in the area of tithe and offering, I want us to make sure that we pursue God in each area with 100% effort. Amen? I don't know why I was reminded of a story where a woman came, and you cannot buy salvation, so don't get this wrong. But there was a lady who came, and on a certain day, she had a gift, and she sold it for her husband's salvation. She had been saved a long time, and her husband didn't go to church and wasn't saved, and she just felt like she should give an offering and release her faith, believing for her husband's salvation. And what's amazing is, right after that, she had to leave for a trip. And the crazy thing is that her husband had never even went to visit church with her. And all of a sudden, on that Sunday morning that she was gone, on the trip she had to go on, he came through the door and gave his life to the Lord and has been serving Jesus ever since. And I'm just wanting to encourage you this morning that sometimes when you sow your offerings into the Lord, don't be afraid if it's in your heart to believe God that when I release by faith this offering, God will move by faith on something you're believing for, whether it's related to money or not. I just want you to have your heart open to know that the Lord says whenever you're giving and releasing things, there may be something on your heart that you're believing for, and you might sow a seed just by faith to believe God in that area. And I want you to know that the Lord will move on us and have us do those types of things. Amen? And I want you to always be open to just do what God has you do in the area of giving. I'll never forget one time that Regina and I used to shop in a particular place. And all of a sudden, this one day, we felt led to go to a particular store. And I just felt like the Lord was bringing me there for an assignment. And the amazing thing was that there's a family there that I saw, and I said, honey, that's what we're here for. And I knew these people. They had just started their faith journey and had just started believing God to work in their life. And all of a sudden, the Lord said, hey, when they get ready to go to the cash register, or when you see them, just tell them that you're going to pay for their groceries. And what was amazing was, guess what? Those people were using that their faith that day because they didn't have money for groceries, but they had faith to go shopping and believe God. And thank God he let me be an answer to that. Amen. So you never know what the Lord is going to do when you release your faith. But I will tell you that I know that from the time I've been saved till now, I have without fail seen God move in so many ways that I know that without him and without putting my faith in him and without trusting him, I would not see half the things that, I wouldn't have seen anything that I've seen. Amen? So let's just make sure that our hearts are always open for the Lord in every area. And today I just want you to be encouraged that God will meet you right where you're at in every area of your walk with him. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we just release our faith today in the area of giving. God, I thank you that there's no way that we can outgive the Lord. And I thank you that the Bible says that whenever we give, God, it will be given back, Father. And Lord, I thank you for your hand on our life. I thank you for what you do for everybody, Father. And Lord, we just give you the praise for it. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Pray. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. You know, I just want us to be encouraged today that no matter where we're at, we can always be encouraged and know that the Lord is going to move and help us in every situation that we're in. Amen. Praise God. I'm going to read in the book of Acts chapter 3 just for a moment in verse 18. It says, but those things which God before had showed by the mouth of all his prophets that Christ would suffer, he hath so fulfilled. Repent ye therefore and be converted that your sins may be blotted out, when the times of refreshing shall come from the presence of the Lord. And he shall send Jesus Christ, which before was preached unto you, whom the heaven must receive into the times of restitution of all things which God hath spoken by the mouth of all his holy prophets since the world began. I want to encourage you this morning to know that the Lord will send times of refreshing right into our situations. Amen? I want us to make sure that we understand that the Lord knew beyond a shadow of a doubt that when we live this thing called life, that we are going to have high times and not so high times. Amen? But the Lord also wants to give you a promise. That's why the Bible says that the Lamb was slain from the foundations of the earth. Amen? Because the Lord wanted us to know that without fail, that he was prepared to help us in every aspect of life. I want you to know that we have never been alone. We're never going to be alone. And as long as we keep our heart open, we will come into these moments where we see the goodness of God. I'm just going to go back and just share with you a scripture in the book of Isaiah, just because I want you to know something, that the presence and the promises of God are throughout every generation that has ever been on the face of the earth. And at some point, the Lord always comes back to those moments of just refreshing and making a promise to stir and to help us in this world. In Isaiah 61, verse 1, the Bible says, "The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me, because the Lord hath anointed me to preach good tidings unto the meek. He hath sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, and the opening of the prison to them that are bound, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord, and the day of vengeance of our God, to comfort all that mourn, to appoint unto them that mourn in Zion, to give unto them beauty for ashes, the oil of joy for mourning, the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness, that they might be called trees of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, that he might be glorified. And they shall build the old waste, they shall raise up the former desolations, and they shall repair the waste cities, the desolations of many generations." I want you to know something, that we could go back throughout the Bible and we could find time after time that the Lord made a promise to mankind. You know, I want you to know something, that even though we live in a time where many of us can't believe a lot of the things that we see going on, praise God, and I'm in that club with you, but the one thing I want you to remember is that no matter how dark the days have ever gotten on this earth, there's a promise from God that he will intervene, and as long as the people of God are on this earth, we need to make sure that we're not only found faithful, but we are found encouraged to know that God's with us. You know, there's a scripture in the Bible that says that in times when things don't look so good and in times when things are tough, there ought to be such a hope in us that those without hope will ask us, how can we have hope? I want you to know something, that as believers, we should have a faith around us, a joy around us, and a peace around us that reflects to others that somehow there's a reason for us to have hope. I want you to know something, that you need to understand that when your faith is where your faith should be, there's going to be times where people look to you and have questions and are looking for answers that you're going to be able to supply because of your relationship with the Lord. I want you to know that sometimes you're going to be walking through things and sometimes it's not your greatest moment. Praise God. I want you to know that sometimes you're going to be in the middle of a battle and people are going to be encouraged by who you are, by what you're going through, and by how you're responding to the things in this life. I want to read something to you in the book of Romans, chapter 8, and this is a familiar scripture, but I just want to remind us of some things within this scripture. It says in Romans chapter 8, verse 12, "Therefore, brethren, we are debtors not to the flesh to live after the flesh. For if you live after the flesh, ye shall die. But if you through the Spirit do mortify the deeds of the body, you shall live. For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God," or the children of God. "For you have not received the spirit of bondage again to fear, but you have received the spirit of adoption, whereby we cry, Abba, Father. The Spirit itself bears witness with our spirit that we are the children of God. And if children, then heirs, heirs of God, and joint heirs with Christ, if so be that we suffer with him, that we may also be glorified together." I want you to understand something, that this Bible section and this Bible verse and these verses here are declaring to us that once we decide to make Jesus our Lord, we no longer live after the flesh. And what that means is that we no longer live through the pride of life. We no longer live through the lust of the flesh. We no longer live through the outward natures and the carnal natures of mankind, and we don't live like we have a right to do everything our own way. We actually live with the humility of submitting ourselves to the Lord and knowing that we want to do everything His way. You know, when we are saved, one of the fruits or one of the things that verify who we are is that we rest in the Lord, we're obedient to the Lord, and that we are aware of the importance of making sure we're living our life for the Lord. Amen? Praise God. It means that we make sure on a day-to-day basis that, no, we're not going to be perfect in every instance, but we make sure that on a day-to-day basis, we are conscious of our relationship with God, and we are endeavoring to live by faith with him and for him every day. We make sure that we are living and walking in our relationships by faith. We make sure that when we get ourselves into situations, whether they're good ones or tough ones, whether we planned them or didn't see them coming, one thing that happens is when we find ourselves in circumstances, especially circumstances that are beyond our control, we humble ourselves and meekly say, "Lord, help me walk through this moment. Give me the clarity. Give me the direction. Give me the steps to take. Lead me through this moment and make sure, God, that I'm open to hearing your direction and your way of doing things." Praise God. I want to go here in the scripture and I want to remind you, praise God, that Jesus came on this earth during a time, if we follow through the history of the Bible, we'll find out that Jesus came on the earth at a time where the moment wasn't that bright. Things were dark. Things weren't that positive when Jesus came. And it says in Matthew chapter 4:17 that he came at a time where he began to preach that we need to repent, because the kingdom of heaven is at hand. And I want to remind us that each one of us, when we came into relationship with God, it was a revolutionary moment where things were changed forever for us. I want you to know, from the minute we got saved till now, we have had the opportunity to enter into life differently than we could before. Remember, Jesus said that when he came, not only did he bring life, but he brought it more abundantly. What does that mean? That more things are available to us in life with Jesus than in life without him. And I'm not just talking about physical things. Those aren't the most important things. What I'm talking about is the peace, the joy, the strength, the clarity in which we can live life with the Lord's help. Amen? Praise God. Now, he does come and sanctify us spirit, soul, and body. I do want you to know that I believe that not just physically, spiritually, but emotionally and all those things around us, when we are with the Lord, I do believe that we can experience those things differently in a more positive way than we ever would have without him there. Amen? I want you to know that throughout the Bible, we see times where the Lord comes and he just adds something immediately to the life of those who he interacts with and who he comes into contact with. And we're going to look in the book of Matthew, chapter 4, and I believe around verse 23, I'm going to read, and it says, "And Jesus went about all of Galilee, teaching in their synagogues and preaching the gospel of the kingdom, healing all manner of sickness and all manner of disease among the people. And his fame went throughout all of Syria, and they brought unto him all sick people that were taken with divers diseases and torments, and those which were possessed with devils, and those which were lunatic, and those that had the palsy, and he healed them. And there followed him great multitudes of people from Galilee and from Decapolis and from Jerusalem and from Judea and from beyond Jordan." I want you to know something, that when Jesus was here on this earth, when he came into people's lives, it was a revolutionary moment. When he came and he interacted with people, without fail, something new and refreshing happened in their life. I want you to know something, that the Lord has an expectation that when he comes into our life and when he touches every situation that we face, he has an expectation that he's going to bring goodness to our moment. Amen? We're going to read here in the book of John, chapter 1. And I just want you to see something here that is very powerful. The Lord, it was being told that the Lord was doing what he does. And in this situation, we're going to see, hey, I like this. This man's name is Philip. Praise God. No, but it says in the book of John, chapter 1, verse 43, "The day following, Jesus would go forth into Galilee and findeth Philip and saith unto him, Follow me. Now Philip was of Bethsaida, the city of Andrew and Peter. Philip findeth Nathanael and saith unto him, We have found him, of whom Moses in the law and the prophets did write, Jesus of Nazareth, the son of Joseph. And Nathanael said unto him, Can there any good thing come out of Nazareth? Philip saith unto him, Come and see. Jesus saw Nathanael coming to him and saith of him, Behold, an Israelite indeed, in whom is no guile. Nathanael saith unto him, Whence knowest thou me? In other words, how do you know me? I've not met you yet. How do you know who I am? Jesus answered and said unto him, Before that Philip even called thee, when thou were under the fig tree, I saw thee. Nathanael answered and said unto him, Wow, Rabbi, thou art the Son of God. Thou art the King of Israel. Jesus answered and said to him, Because I said unto you that I saw thee under the fig tree, believest thou? Thou shalt see greater things than these. And he said unto him, Verily, verily, I say unto you, hereafter you shall see heaven open, and the angels of God ascending and descending upon the Son of Man. I just want to encourage you this morning by letting you know that just like in this scripture, the Lord saw Nathanael before he met him in person, I want you to know that the Lord has saw each and every one of us before we ever met him in person. I want you to know something, that no matter where and when you got saved, you need to understand that God knew who you were, where you'd be, what your experiences have been, what you had been through, where you had gone through, and what you were thinking even at the time that he saw him. I want you to know that there's been reports written about this moment with Nathanael that say that Nathanael was under that tree praying, believing to know God and to know the Lord. And he obviously knew something about Scripture because Philip didn't go in great details and tell him the whole story. He just said, hey, we believe we found the one. So they were aware of the idea of Jesus coming. They are aware of a Messiah. And all of a sudden, Nathanael knew without fail that it was Jesus. Why? Because Jesus declared seeing him in a certain situation that only Nathanael knew he was in, and knew without fail that the Lord knew him before he'd even got to meet him in person. Amen? I want you to know something today, that when we open our hearts to the Lord, we don't have to have fear. We don't have to worry. Am I good enough? Will he forgive me? Will he approve of me? I want you to understand something. The Lord knows every aspect about us before we ever come into relationship with him. And when he comes into relationship with us, I want to remind us that the Bible says that he chooses us. Amen? And I want you to know something. The Lord was prepared for everything about you. Hallelujah. Amen. I think sometimes I still surprise Miss Regina with what she got when she signed up to marry this package. Hallelujah. But one thing I can have confidence in is that I don't surprise the Lord. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. She said, I don't know about that. Praise God. But what I want to encourage you most about today is understand this, that just like the Lord spoke to Nathanael and said his name and knew him before Nathanael even was introduced to him, I want you to know that the Lord has known who you are. He's been praying over you and saying your name before you even opened up your life to him. And if that be true, and it is, I want you to understand something, that no matter how long we've been serving the Lord, he knew the moment you'd be in right now. Some of us may be stronger than we've ever been. Some of us may have fallen back a little bit from our days of strength. Some of us may be going through a moment where maybe we haven't been as on fire, or maybe we haven't been as focused, or maybe we haven't been as open, or maybe we're in some situations, whether it's work-wise, relationship-wise, financial situations, that just have us in a place where we're struggling through some things. And I want you to know today that God has promised to bring times of refreshing across your path. He's promised to open up things and help us. And I want you to know that the Lord in no way, shape, or form will leave you where you're at right now. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. I want to read something to you in the book of Acts. And this is a story about some folks that were serving the Lord and doing what they knew to do. And because of what they did, they were using their faith, and someone got healed. Praise God. And someone got set free. And because someone got healed and got set free, you know what? They did not come into the place where they were rejoiced over it. Now, the man that got saved, that got healed, he rejoiced. The people that knew him rejoiced. But the leaders of the city were angry and frustrated that these people were spreading the gospel, took them, tried to imprison them, threatened them, did many things against them. And we're just going to read through this story a little bit, because I want to remind you of something that these guys did that's available to us. And it says here in the book of Acts chapter 4, we're going to read in verse 13. First it says, now when they saw the boldness of Peter and John, and they perceived that they were unlearned and ignorant men, in other words, they hadn't been through the proper schooling and all the things that they felt they needed to go through to be men that could talk about theology and preach about religious things. They just hadn't had that kind of background. It says that when they saw them, they were amazed, and they took knowledge of them that they had been with Jesus. And beholding the man which was healed standing with them, they could say nothing against it. But when they had commanded them to go aside out of the council, they conferred among themselves, saying, "What shall we do to these men? For indeed, a notable miracle has been done by them, and it's manifest to all them that dwell in Jerusalem, and we cannot deny it. But that it spread no further among the people, let us straightly threaten them, that they speak henceforth to no man in his name." And they called them and commanded them to not speak at all, nor teach in the name of Jesus. But Peter and John answered and said unto them, "Whether it be right in the sight of God to hearken unto you, or more than unto God, judge you. For we cannot speak the things which we, but what we have seen and heard." So when they had further threatened them, they let them go, finding nothing how that they might punish them because of the people. For all men glorified God for what was done. Now I want you to see something here, that one of the things I think is most powerful here, and that is a life lesson for each of us, is that Peter and John answered those that were scrutinizing them and said, "Whether it be right in the sight of God to hearken unto you, or more than unto God." In other words, what they were declaring is that, hey, no matter what you see as the law of the land, no matter what you see as right or wrong, we're not going to just obey what men have to say. We're going to obey what the Lord has to say. And I want each of us to understand something, that when we are going through situations, we have to make sure. You know, the Bible says in the multitude of counsel is wisdom, amen? But it also says this, that when we are in situations, we have to make sure that we honor our faith in God above everything else. Praise God. You know, I got to tell you something. I can remember times when I was young in my faith that even my mom, who had served God for lots of years, wasn't always confident in my decisions. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. And I'm not saying she should have been, because some of them weren't the brightest. But I will tell you that one time when I called her and told her where the Lord had led me to go to church and who was going to be my pastor and what I believed, she said, "Honey, I'm coming to visit you." Because it wasn't the same denominational background that we had grew up in. Amen? But I want you to know something, that whether my mom had approved or not, the decision was already made. But what was amazing was she came and visited a few times, and she looked at me and said, "Honey, wow, I believe this is your church, and I believe that man is your pastor." Praise God. Hallelujah. I want you to know something, that I could have just said, "Well, Mom, because you've always been the patriarch of the family, and because you've always had this kind of faith and taught us this, and you've always believed this, I'm just going to go by what you say, and I'm just going to," no. There are times where you have to make sure that you put God above even those that love you the most. Amen? Praise God. So it's important, because these men said, "Shall we obey you or shall we obey God?" Hallelujah. And I want to go on here just because I want you to see that they came through a struggle because they had done something good. They had followed the Lord. They'd preached the gospel. They saw someone get healed. And as a result, they were being persecuted for it. And I just want you to see what happens here, because it says that when they got free, praise God, it says in verse 23 that once they were let go, they went to their own company, in other words, other believers, and reported all that the chief priests and elders had said unto them. And when they heard that, they lifted up their voice to God with one accord and said, "Lord, thou art God which hath made heaven and the earth and the sea and all that is in them, who by the mouth of thy servant David has said, why did the heathen rage and the people imagine vain things?" The kings of the earth stood up, and the rulers were gathered together against the Lord and against his Christ. For of a truth, against thy holy child Jesus, whom thou hast anointed, both Herod and Pontius Pilate with the Gentiles and the people of Israel were gathered together. For to do whatsoever thy hand and thy counsel determined before to be done. And now, Lord, behold their threatenings, and grant unto thy servants that with all boldness they may speak thy word, by stretching forth thine hand to heal, and that signs and wonders may be done by the name of thy holy child Jesus. And when they had prayed, the place was shaken where they were assembled together. And they were all filled with the Holy Ghost, and they spake the word of God with boldness. I want to tell you something, that this wasn't these guys' first time being filled with the Holy Ghost and boldness. My goodness, they were there the first time he fell. Amen? I want you to know something, that even though you've been serving God, and even though you've been walking with him, and even though you're saved, and even though you've been filled with the Holy Ghost, there's going to come times of challenge in your life where you're going to have to go again and say, Lord, in this battle, I need you to strengthen me. Lord, in this time, I need you to come upon me again, Father. Lord, I know that I've preached the word with boldness before. I just did it a little bit ago and saw a man healed. But then I went through some persecution, and I've had some, you know, things to think about since then, and some things that I've went through since then. And I just need you to refresh me and touch me again. Praise God. I want to just encourage you today that the Lord is never, ever going to be disappointed in you when you come to him and say, Lord, I've been in this thing, but I need help. Lord, this situation I'm in right now, it's draining me. Or this situation I'm in right now, it's challenging for me. Lord, I love you. Lord, I want to please you. Lord, I need help. I want you to know something, that the Lord will come. And just like he shook this place where they were and refreshed them and strengthened them so that they could go boldly in his name, I want you to know that the Lord wants nothing more to strengthen you right where you're at, so you can walk boldly through the next dimension and seasons that are in front of your life. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I want you to know something, that the Lord is always aware of when we live, how we live, and where we live. I want you to know something, that without fail, the Lord has been a part of the season and the place that you are going through. I want you to know something, that whether we've had our greatest day or whether we've had the not so great day, I want you to know that not only is the Lord there, but he's ready to intercede on your behalf. Praise God. Right now, I'm telling you that the Lord wants us to be refreshed. He wants us to be strengthened. He wants to come upon us anew. I want to remind you that the Bible says our outward man should perish on a daily basis. But you know what it says of our inward man? He should be renewed. Woo! I want you to know something. You should be refreshed spiritually. You should be strengthened by God. I want you to know that the Lord is helping you through the moment you're in right now. I want you to know that even if you're not at the end of the journey yet, you better be ready, because the Lord is going to answer prayer. The Lord is going to move on your behalf. The Lord is going to open doors and close doors, and he's going to bring you out on the other side of your situation. Praise God. I'm thinking of the time that the Lord told the disciples, hey, get in that boat and go to the other side. You know, the disciples got caught up in the moment that the storm came. And they were scared and they were worried because of the storm. But you know what? The Lord came and reminded them that, hey, when I sent you out here, I said you'd get to the other side. Not only did he calm the storm, but man, he caused them to land right where he wanted them to, and they went into that city and did exactly what they needed to. Amen? Hallelujah. I just want you to be encouraged today that not only is the Lord going to refresh us, he's going to strengthen us, he's going to bring us through to the other side of every situation, and all we have to do is remember that we're going to serve God and not the mentality of man. Amen? Praise God. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we just exalt you and lift you up, Father. Lord, we just thank you and praise you, God, for all that you have done and all that you will do, Lord. And Father, I thank you right now that we open our hearts, Father. Lord, that we would be just like these disciples, God, that, Father, we'd not be afraid to call out to you, even if you have done miracles for us in the past, even if we have saw you, and we have, God, we've saw you bring deliverance. We've seen you do the miraculous. We've seen you turn our lives around. We've seen you make changes, God. But even though we have seen those things, we're never going to be afraid in the moment that we're in to say, Lord, refresh, strengthen, and bring me through. Because that is who you are, and you're ready to move on our behalf. And we thank you for it. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. First of all, I want to pray for Jason, who's under the weather this morning. Father, in the name of Jesus, we just put Jason before you, Father. We thank you for who he is. We thank you for his faith in you and living for you. And God, right now, I just pray that you would just refresh him, strengthen him, heal him, bring him out of this sickness and to total restoration of health. And I thank you for it in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Lord, we just put Becky before you right now, Father. And Lord, we ask you to remove sickness from her, Father God. Lord, deal with this high blood pressure, Father. Bring stability, God. Bring normality, Father. Lord, help her in every step, Father, and bring her to healing. And we thank you for it in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Father, we put Karen before you right now, Lord God. And Father, we pray over these cold symptoms. And Father, anything that's impacting her, Father, we pray over her breathing. We pray over her lungs, Father. And Lord, we command all infection, cold symptoms, and sickness to leave her right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you for healing her. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. And with every eye closed and every head bowed right now, I just want to ask, is there anyone here who's not saved or anyone here who maybe have not been following after the Lord and you'd just like to declare that today is a new day for you, a day of refreshing, a day of being saved and returning to the Lord? Is there anyone here that needs us to pray with you right now? Just raise your hand. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. If someone's watching by live stream, I want you to know that right now the Lord is moving on your behalf and on your heart and just asking, Lord, come into my life. Save me. Help me, Lord. Help me to live for you, Father. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Well, God bless you. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you for being here today. Thank you for letting the Lord move in your life. And let's open our heart and just asking, Lord, refresh us, strengthen us, help us, and just continue to work in our life. Amen? Hallelujah. Thank you for being here. Anybody that needs prayer, obviously, will be here to pray in agreement with you and see the goodness of God. Amen? God bless you.